Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. $2.8 million. This is enough to buy a yacht, and this is the amount of money we generated for one of our clients with my team in just 30 days. Yes, it's not a typo, it's $2.8 million, and this is our best case study we've ever had. And the fun part? We didn't use a single discount. This is a US-based electronics brand selling a communication device where we relied on a three-pillar strategy that I will share with you today so you can implement it in your own business as well. If you don't know me, my name is Daniel Budai. I'm the founder of Budai Media. In the past 7 years, we helped more than 200 e-commerce brands grow and generate an extra nine-figure amount of revenue. So let's buckle up and I will share you the full story. So you can also find this case study on our site, and we could achieve 33% of total store revenue attributed to emails. Okay, so where this brand started when we started working together. So when we started working together last year in April, they already generated $1.8 million in monthly revenue. So they were already a solid eight-figure store. They had a solid offer, and I cannot emphasize this enough. They had a unique offer. They really know their audience, what they crave for. They didn't sell a new product, but they came up with a new offer which fitted their audience's behavior perfectly. So everybody else in their industry, they try to sell this product and then a subscription plan. It's telecommunication, it's a communication device. And then you have to pay it monthly or annually, or you know, there is something like a fee. But this product actually, they don't have a recurring fee. They just sold the product for a relatively higher price, $300-$400, and then you could use it forever. And the device works from anywhere in the world, so you don't need a signal and things like that. So the product is great, but honestly, nothing new. The offer was new because instead of a subscription, it was more like a one-time and more expensive fee that you could use. Also, they came up with offers like BOGO and things like that. You could also refer this to your friends and family members. So they were really good at the offer, and it's not a miracle that they already had an eight-figure annual revenue. However, email only was 18% together with SMS. You can see it here. So 350K out of this almost $9 million. And email is around 240. SMS was around 100K. So on the SMS front, they were actually already strong. However, they were stuck with scaling, and also they didn't know how to increase this relatively poor email marketing revenue further. So when we audited their account, especially Klaviyo, we actually found low-hanging fruits pretty fast. So for example, their SMS wasn't compliant. It used a Zapier integration. They are not on Shopify. They use something else. And this was simply not compliant in the States. It must be fixed. They didn't have a pop-up and a solid lead capture source, which is a big mistake. And then also only two, three occasional email campaigns were sent out to their big email list, and also it was just text only and no visuals. They only had a few flow setup, abandoned checkout, post-purchase, no welcome flow. So these were simply low-hanging fruits, and that's where we started our work. So guys, when it comes to our three-pillar strategy, number one was a solid flow setup with lead capture. So here we had to set up those typical flows that are just a lifeblood for a brand, especially at the eight-figure level. So we had to start with a pop-up. This is the place where we gave a strong offer to potential new subscribers, and we also set this up separately for mobile and desktop, and we had to make sure that the trigger makes sense as well. So for example, on their blog, it's better to use a scroll depth pop-up, and on a homepage or product page, typically go with exit intent, especially on desktop. On mobile, it's more like a time trigger. trigger. So yeah, that is some magic that you can do with the triggers. It's important for your pop-up, but the most important is having a solid offer for your pop-up to get leads. This will really skyrocket the growth of your email and SMS list. The next one that is actually underappreciated is a browse abandonment flow. Believe it or not, this can generate even more revenue than an abandoned cart or abandoned checkout email flow, because simply it's just a higher number of people. It's just more volume. More people will check your product page and leave than end up in the checkout, even if the engagement is stronger for the checkout abandoners. So browse abandonment flow, don't sleep on this. We actually set up here a 3 email flow here, and we also set this up for their SMS marketing. The next one was their post-purchase flow, and actually this was crucial because they already had a post-purchase flow, but it wasn't effective enough. And especially if you want to shorten the time between the first and second purchase, and you want to increase the lifetime value of your subscribers, you want to have a really strong post-purchase flow. So after the first purchase, you want them to ask for reviews, first of all, ask their opinion, ask if they are happy, but you can also ask them to refer the product and the brand to their friends, and you can also give them great offers to buy for the second time. So this flow is for first-time buyers. Everyone receives it only one, and this drives and drove repeat purchases for this brand. The next one would be a win-back flow, because they had a large list and many of the subscribers, they were not active. And if they don't buy for a certain time period, 3 months or 6 months, then you try to re-engage them and you wanna get them to buy again. This is typically a short flow. This is where you can give actually deep discounts, because if they don't react, they will be unengaged anyway, so it's just worth the effort. Besides these, we also set up transactional emails. And I don't wanna talk about this too much. Basically, these are shipping notifications and order notifications. It's typically not for sales, it's more just, you know, clear communication with your customer about their order. Besides this, we also doubled down for their 2 best-selling products. So we set up product-specific automations. Product-specific automations for their 2 best-selling products. And basically, if somebody buys those bestsellers, it's a kind of post-purchase flow. We just want to follow up with them. But the copy, the visuals, it's product-specific. And we know their needs and, you know, what troubles, what challenges they will have with the freshly purchased products. So we try to educate them as well. And you want to drive more sales later as well as they use the product. And you might think this is all just email marketing, but actually we set up the same flows on SMS marketing as well, because SMS, they have a large list of SMS subscribers. And we also added the sign up form for SMS. Typically we use a 2-step process. First we ask for email, and then the second pop-up, it's an SMS request, and there we give them a stronger offer. So this was the solid basis of our work, and actually this already increased their email SMS revenue by far, and that's how we got much closer to hit almost $3 million from our work in Klaviyo. Okay, so the second part of this strategy that we used was growing the list aggressively. So as I said, we already set up the pop-up, and the goal was to grow the list as fast as possible, but there is some magic to that as well. So first of all, we had to make sure that their SMS marketing sign-up process, it's legally compliant, because it wasn't. So set up a legally compliant SMS opt-in process. And maybe you think that it's not that important, you know, this video must be about marketing. And I'm not a legal advisor, but check the TCPA regulations in the States. You can get thousands of dollars of fines for each freaking SMS subscriber. So you don't want to miss out on this. And guys, it's not that difficult to meet their requirements. So it's just important. And yeah, don't ignore the laws on this in the US and in Europe. The second thing is setting up the 2-step pop-up system. So basically, first pop-up must be asking for email with a great offer. And either if they give their email or not, then you ask for SMS their phone number. You want to give them a stronger offer. I always say that it's a bit like in McDonald's, where you get the cheeseburger, and if you get the cheeseburger, they ask you if you want the french fries, a kind of upsell. That's how we do it when we ask for a phone number after after asking for email. Make this optional, but for SMS you definitely want to give away a higher incentive because it just worth so much more than an email subscription. Also guys, you want to use single opt-in. So I know Klaviyo tries to push you to use double opt-in and that's how they say it's recommended, but you don't want to do that because you will just have much fewer subscribers and the quality will be higher, but it's still better to get more subscribers on single opt-in and regularly clean your list and implement the winback flow and do it manually, or you can even automate it once a month and it's just super simple. So it's just better than using double opt-in. And guys, if you don't know how to set this up, so you go to Klaviyo, you go to your sign up forms, and here under the name of your form you can see the name of your email list or SMS list where these new subscribers they go. And basically let's say there is this one and I want to change it from double opt-in to single opt-in, then I go to here, list and segments, and I want to find this list. Here you are, and then you go to settings and here you can find the consent. They unsubscribe, you can check this one, but basically here it's single opt-in. If you want you can change it to double opt-in or from double to single opt-in. So this is where you can change it. And as I said, Klaviyo, they try to push you to double opt-in, but I wouldn't recommend that. All right, so we implemented this system and we could already see great results over time. So just in 6 months, we got 100,000 new email subscribers, which is just amazing. And then also 52,000 SMS subscribers. In our experience, around 30% of email subscribers subscribe to SMS as well. In this case, it was 52%, so higher than average, as you can see. We got great results. Most importantly, they were all compliant to the regulations. And this is just a tremendous asset for an 8-figure brand, like especially with a high ticket product for $300-$400. 152,000 new subscribers across email, SMS. It's just amazing, prints money. And as you will see, it really did. All right, and now the third pillar would be, and this is definitely the most important, so finding new audiences. And this is not just for email or SMS, but this is where you really want to work with your whole marketing team, because you want to find new audiences for the same product. When you scale your business, you have two options. You can either find new products and sell it to the same audience. That will be more operation heavy because you have to create new products all the time and typically takes more time. Or you can go to the more marketing heavy approach where you try to find new audiences for the same product. And this is what we decided to do to scale this brand from low 8 figures to almost $9 million in a monthly revenue that we could hit with this brand. So again, finding new audiences was the biggest factor to go from 1.8 mil to 8.5 mil after 6 months of working with them in monthly revenue. And also email hit almost $3 million starting from 350K. Guys, how can we find new audiences? So you definitely want to do a deep market research about, and also positioning. You want to check your competitors. You want to go to Google Trends, Meta Ad Library. You can use Atrion. You can use Foreplay, all of these tools to check ads and check the winning ads of your competitors. But then end of the day, you want to test your creatives on the meta sites especially. And you can also create new landing pages for these audiences. But the more creatives you create, then the more audiences you will find, because after a while you will just see what works and what doesn't. And again, it's just simply creative output. That's what I shared in my last video as well. So you want to double down on creative output, especially on the meta side of things. So increase creative output, especially on meta. Besides meta, we also did this in Klaviyo, but this lags behind meta, because once you find new audiences, you get those types of subscribers. You want to create a more diverse creative system in emails and on your website as well. But first you want to start this on meta to attract those type of new customers from new audiences. So guys, what actually we did is we did the research, we looked at competitors, and it turned out there are audiences who we didn't really think about before, because so far we focused on one audience, but over time we find more. So new audiences, we found, for example, truck truck drivers, they could use this communicational device. Or off-grid campers, they could also use this because the product doesn't need a sign to be used. Also, remote workers could use it. And then construction workers. And surprisingly, even families, because they could use it with their kid. And also, it's just a fun game to use this communicational device. And survivalists, basically people who like not only hiking, but they are just afraid of the next world war. And you know, fear is a huge motivation for people to buy a product like this. And guys, this is already six new audiences, and it can even, you know, 5-6x your current revenue if you just sell to one audience currently. And again, our email list was already increased. We knew how to grab the attention of new subscribers, how to play the LTV game. Now we had to figure out with the client the front end. So we came up with these new audiences, and you need a higher creative output on the acquisition side and also on the Klaviyo side in the long run. On the offer side, there were also new type of offers. So for example, we implemented flash offers. So let's say 24-hour sales, it worked really well. Urgency type of products, especially before World War III, right? And then product launches. So eventually they also introduced new products besides new audiences, but that was later on. Time-sensitive events. So seems like urgency worked quite well for this type of audience. So guys, you definitely want to tie together paid media, so your front end, and owned media, email and SMS marketing together, because they really work hand in hand, right? So eventually we could actually find new interest, not just on the front end side, but also in Klaviyo on the existing list, and even new products could be launched to these brands. We also come up with new creatives on the email side as well. My favorite was Frequency Fridays, and this was a new type of educational series that we run every Friday for this audience. So again, creative output, and just more creative outputs, because that's how you can find new audiences. That's how you can multiply your business, and make sure you do it not just on the front end, on Meta and Google, but also on the back end in your email and SMS marketing list. So I would say this was the single most important element to scale this brand from 1.8 mil per month. And 6 months later, in October, it was 8.5 mil in total revenue, almost $3 million from email and SMS marketing alone. And if I have to conclude this, so once we achieved these results, the email list and the SMS list grew by 152,000 total new subscribers. That's just amazing for new demand generation as well, just on the backend side, not to even mention Meta. And then for Black Friday, we prepared 25 email campaigns. So almost every day a email campaign went out. And we definitely realized email marketing, it's also great for prospecting and not just for retention. It's not just purely retention marketing, because many of your email subscribers, they never purchased before, right? Or they just purchased one product. So it's definitely a great way of scaling your brand. So guys, use this three-pillar system that I shared with you today, and you can scale your brand from 6-7 figures up to 8 figures, or even 8 figure a month in revenue, just like this brand. They scaled almost to $10 million in monthly revenue by using this system, and also doing great things on the acquisition side. So yeah, make sure that you set up the flows properly, you aggressively grow your email and SMS list, and you focus on finding new audiences and ultimately later on new offers or even new products to your brand. And again, tie together email, SMS with your Meta and Google, with your acquisition, because they are just super powerful. And that's why you don't want to have your marketing team siloed and not communicate with each other, guys. So if you like this case study, then leave a comment below. Feel free to ask any questions. I will reply transparently. And also, I will put this case study into the description below. You can find it on our website. Also, I will add our top 100 emails that we implemented for 7- and 8-figure brands in the past 1 year, and they generated the most revenue. You can also find that on the link. And if you want any help with your e-commerce brand, then I will put my booking link on the top of the description as well. Feel free to click that, go ahead, and let's talk, guys, and happy cash flow.